How was your Easter? How was your Christmas? How was your weekend? How was your holiday? How's your day going? And as humans, we seem to have a fairly standard response. Not too bad. How are you? Pretty good. How are you? Some of us might say, oh, quite amazing. Thank you. Or how about this? Oh, well, I'm a bit tired. I'm a bit stressed. I've got a sore foot. My kids are driving me insane and my boss is an ass. And they're the folks when we ask them how they are, we wish we never asked. Have you ever been in that position where you've thought to yourself, why am I getting these really boring responses? And a young man shared it with me beautifully a couple of days ago. He said, Rowie, I think I respond with not too bad because I've got into the habit of it. I'm so used to people asking me the boring question, how are you? So I just say boring, not too bad, how are you? I have a default response. So we've gotten into the habit of being boring. I wonder if we can get out of the habit of being boring and get into the habit of being exciting. And of course we can, because we all get to choose what we say. So in exactly the same group of people, another amazing young man made this fantastic comment. He said, I work in a grocery store and every day people say to me, how are you? And I say, not too bad. Or I ask people, how are you? And they say, not too bad. He said, but a couple of weeks ago, a very unique person asked me this question. They said, hello, what's the best thing that's happened to you today? And he said, it was amazing because I was having a bit of a bad day. I was a bit down, nothing exciting happening. And this person forced me to think about what good things were happening to me today, what I was the most excited about today. He said, after the customer left, I was in a better mood. I felt better for the rest of the day. I now ask everybody else, what's the best thing that's happened to you today, or what's the best thing that is happening to you today? And I feel like I'm actually adding some value to the world. And wouldn't that be nice that when we respond to the question, how are you, instead of detracting value, which is I've got a sore foot, I'm tired, I'm depressed, I'm angry, I've got a lousy job, or just adding zero boring, which is not too bad, how are you, we actually thought about how could I add value to my world. Now, the important thing there is actually not the other person, because you might only see that person once today and you ask them the question, what's the most exciting thing that's happened to you today, and they share it with you and they feel better and move on. But ultimately, when somebody asks you how you are, you're telling yourself how you are. So if you say, not too bad, wish it was Friday, I feel sick, I've got a sore toe, you are now adding negative files into your own brain, which instead of every single time somebody says to you, how are you today? You say, I'm fantastic. If I was any better, my football team will win the grand final 3 times in a row. I'm absolutely awesome. If I was any better, I would explode. And we've all heard some of those responses and we kind of look at the person like they're from another planet because it's such an unusual response. I've got some real classics. And when I go through the supermarket, for example, the checkout people sometimes look at me as if to say, lunatic at checkout 7. However, then there's the business marketing, business promotion, career path opportunities of not just adding value to people's lives because they remember you because you're a happy, positive person. But what if you added this into your response? So if somebody says, how are you? You say, how do you think I am? One of my clients has just slid into her jeans after having tried to squish into them for the last 8 months. I'm having an amazing day. We both are. How about you, sir? So what I've shared in one very short 7 seconds, which takes about the same time as saying, not too bad, I've got a sore foot and I'm really tired, I've shared what I do, that I'm really good at it and that my clients love me, which of course is great marketing. What if you said this? Somebody says, how are you? And you said, how do you think I am? One of my clients has just saved $400,000 on their tax bill. They're going on a fantastic holiday and they're going to be able to buy a new house because of me. How do you think I am? How are you today, sir? Now, that person could have said, I'm an accountant, and the other person would have walked away a little bit bored. So if you are in business, if you do want to market your business, if you want to promote the people that you work for, the business that you're in, if you want to earn more money, people like to hang out with positive, happy people that add value to the world. So instead of not too bad or I'm fantastic, which is always better than not too bad, how about tell people the reason why you're so fantastic is because you're adding massive value to people's worlds. How do you think I am? I've just mowed 5 acres of lawn for one of my clients and their house looks amazing. How do you think I am? How are you today? Day, miss. I've just shared that I'm really good at mowing big lawns and they look fantastic when I'm finished. So if we want to have more interesting lives, more interesting people in our lives, better responses from the questions that we ask. And it's often considered a a character trait or even a skill or a talent to be a superb communicator. But ultimately, superb communication comes from asking great questions and then either giving superb answers which add value, or leaning forward, maintaining eye contact, actively listening to the answer of the person that you've asked them a very interesting question. So instead of how was your Easter, not too bad, how was yours? And we know we hate those conversations, don't we? Well, it's almost like you dread the day after Christmas or the day after Easter or the day after the weekend, because it's this awkward of, yeah, not too bad, how was yours? And you move on to the next person, but no one seems to really care. If you want to be known as a genuine caring person, maybe ask different questions. What was the best thing that happened to you over the Easter break? What was the most exciting thing that you did on the weekend? What was the yummiest food that you ate while you were away on your holiday? And get people to relive their holiday, relive their special Easter time. And when they're talking, remember, lean forward, open body language, maintain eye contact and actively listen. It shows people that you are genuinely interested in what they've got to say. So if you're a little bit concerned that people aren't interested in what you've got to say, usually there's a great expression that the world has taught us all. The world doesn't owe us a living, it was here first. If you want people to be interested in you, you need to be interested in them. If you want to have interesting people in your life, you need to be an interesting person. And that doesn't come from talking a lot. It comes from asking interesting questions and listening to the answers. Add massive value to your world and see what happens to the value of your day and the excitement of living your life. It's pretty amazing.